Trade deadline's over. Oh my goodness. It was a flurry.
Wait, what? How could it be over? Nothing happened.
It's the thing about the trade deadline. No matter whether you make trades or not, you're constantly on the phone if you're a general manager. The Padres made a lot of trades at the trade deadline last year in the offseason, and they acquired Adam Frazier, an all-star, the NL's second-best hitter, and I would say one of the top 12, 15 relievers in Daniel Hudson on Thursday. They did not do what they set out to do, which was get a starting pitcher. But it wasn't like this was like, it wasn't like this trade deadline was a massive failure or this is not a good team. There's no getting around the fact that the Dodgers and the Giants, who are better than you in the standings already, got better. There's reason to be disappointed. But Jay, what is your take?
Well, I think there's obviously reason to be disappointed, primarily because it was made pretty clear, and I don't think it was just made clear by sort of outside forces like you and me and social media and fans and whatever, that the Padres needed a starting pitcher. I mean, they basically said that, if I'm not mistaken. The fact they didn't get one, I don't know if it's a good move or not. I don't think anybody knows that, because we don't know what would they have had to give up to get Berrios or Scherzer. I mean, it sounds like they had a deal ready for Scherzer, and
I'm not sure that I'd buy that at all.
Okay.
But were they talking to them? Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like they were at least deep enough in discussions where someone could leak that they were close enough that the Dodgers could start to panic and send their two best prospects to Washington. Although they did get Trey Turner as well as Scherzer. Yeah, the Padres need a starting pitcher. Is it the end of the world? No, of course it's not the end of the world. We've said many times before, what the Padres need is for their pitchers to pitch better. Joe Musgrove pitched a great game last night. He was facing a crappy team. He was at home, but he pitched very well. His stuff was good. The Padres have Yu Darvish, who is supposed to be the ace of the staff. He hasn't really looked like it recently, but he did earlier in the year. I'm not sure that what we're ever going to see out of Blake Snell. Chris Paddock's up and down, Ryan Weathers, you don't know. But I do think the one thing about the Padres that I'll say is they should have a lot of offense. You don't always see it. Last night was an example, one run until the ninth inning. But they strengthened the bench, obviously, with Mariznick. And the other thing is they have a really, really good bullpen. Mark Melancon, I've said I'm not sure I trust him come October, but boy, he's looked awfully good since I said that. I'm sure it was just coincidence, but I was looking at it today, and they have 8 pretty good relievers, like above average relievers. I mean, going down to guys like Pierce Johnson and Austin Adams, and Adams hasn't been good recently, but up until then, he was really good. Pierce Johnson and Austin Adams are kind of like the 7th and 8th guys in the bullpen right now, and you're getting Matt Strom back. You're getting maybe Dinelson Lamet back. That's 10 deep in the bullpen. So maybe not having a starting pitcher go 5 or 6, and you got a lot of off days coming up. Maybe it's not the worst thing in the world that you didn't give up, you know, Robert Hassel or Luis Camposano or somebody like that to get a guy for 6 weeks. Look, we'll find out. I mean, they may be one and done come October. But they might have been one and done. They might have been one and done anyway.
Right. I wrote, it was at least a week ago, and it wasn't just me pulling it out of thin air. So this, what I'm saying is, before they failed to get a starter, I wrote that the thinking to, you know, if they didn't get a starter, and even if they did, was that they have a lot in that bullpen and they're getting guys back. Basically what you just said, Jay. And today, AJ Preller.
You mean it wasn't an original thought? I read it somewhere.
No, but the Padres have always talked about this. And today, AJ Preller, on the record, he actually said, "I trust Jace Tingler and Larry Rothschild to get creative. There are a lot of ways to win. Go look at box scores from playoff series. Okay,
yeah.
It's not 7-8. You know, there aren't complete games being thrown." So remember when we all thought that Blake Snell got screwed in the World Series. Yeah. that is a completely valid point, that these guys have a really good pitching staff.
Yes.
Their starters have to do better. One of the ways they have to do better is in August and September so that those relievers' arms don't fall off by Correct. The end of September and October.
Right.
Remember, in that last half of September, it is Giants, Dodgers, and Cardinals, I think. Although there's a Braves series in there too.
So yeah,
take Braves, September, right. and it's basically Giants, Dodgers, and then the Cardinals and the Braves. The playoffs start early for the Padres. So in right. August, it would be great if Chris Paddock kept throwing six innings and Joe Musgrove kept throwing seven and Yu Darvish got back to throwing six and maybe Blake Snell got five. Because I really do believe that a creative use of this pitching staff is in order. I don't right. know I mean, if we have addressed enough, Jay, that just because, you know, we've kind of explained this, but look, there's no way around it. I mean, we could talk for 2 hours about why we maybe agree with certain aspects of what they did or why it made sense and how they're trying to contend every year and they were never going to get a rental unless it was Max Scherzer and the deal was right. They were never mm-hmm. going to give up two of their top four prospects. Take a look at what the other prices were for some of these pitchers, what Berrios got drew from the Blue Jays. But we do have to address those other two teams who are ahead of you in the standings got better. And there is a reason for the Padres to be disappointed and for their fans to be disappointed.
No, absolutely. I mean, the Dodgers have their weakness this year has been in the road. Well, other than the whatever in the world has happened to Bellinger, they've had, you know, some injury issues, but their biggest issue has been injuries in the rotation. And they got Max Scherzer, who is a fantastic Hall of Fame. To me, he's a Hall of Fame pitcher. I don't think there's any doubt the Dodgers are a better team right now. But I've said all year the Dodgers are a better team than the Padres. I know it hasn't always looked that way, but they have been ahead of the Padres most of the year, I believe, in the standings. You know, the Giants, we've said all year, I don't know how good the Giants are. Chris Bryant makes them better, but I'm not sure how many wins Chris Bryant brings to the Giants, you know, down the stretch. But hey, maybe it's one or two, and maybe that's all that
they need.
When
they're 26 games above now.
Yeah. So I don't know what they, you know, what they need. I do think that the Padres, I have not thought for a long time that the Padres are going to win the West. And they just have not shown the signs that they're going to make up five, six, seven games in the loss column on those two teams in whatever amount of time is left. And I know they have a lot of games left against those teams.
Okay.
To say they're going to make up those games makes it sound like they're going to win like seven of 10 against both those teams. And I'm not sure that's going to happen. And it could, but it's going to come down to, look, the Dodgers and Giants might be better teams than the Padres for 162 games. But ask the Oakland A's and ask the Braves how many times that paid off going to the World Series and winning the World Series. The Padres just need to get to October. When they get to October, then they just need to have one guy pitch a really good game in the wild card game. And one of their offensive stars needs to come through, you know, with a 3-run homer or something. And then you go on to the next series. So, look, I think everybody's disappointed who's followed the Padres that they didn't get a starter. But if the price, you know, look, A.J. Preller's made a lot of deals. Some have been really good. Some haven't been so good. Some guys have helped right away. Some guys haven't helped at all. All you can do is, you know, play this thing out. Now, if they don't make the playoffs, it's a gigantic failure. I think we can all
I didn't realize we were operating in that realm. Yes, well, that would be a the Reds, failure.
Look, the Reds are like five back, and you know, our colleague Tom Krasovic pointed out to me the other day, the Reds have an incredibly soft schedule. You know, they're in a division where most of the teams have given up, you know, with the Pirates and the Cubs, and they've got some other games coming up. So the Padres are going to have to play well, but it's a cliche. Get to October, anything can happen.
Absolutely. And again, like, I just feel like this is one of those. It's probably what I'll end up writing about in the newsletter. There are ample reasons to be really disappointed. And then there are ample reasons to say, you know what? I get this. You've had a Padre team before. While none has been constructed like this one necessarily, you've had five Padres teams before that were sort of catching lightning in a bottle to a certain mm-hmm. extent.
Yeah.
And what if you gave up C.J. Abrams, who will be on this team next year, most likely, if he recovers well, and Robert Hassel. And you got Max Scherzer and you lost in that wild card game, because I don't know that Max Scherzer was going to help you make up those six games on the Giants. Maybe he would, but you're not bringing Max Scherzer back for 40 mil next year. Okay.
Right.
And that's one thing I think that, to me, the most dejecting thing, if you're a Padres fan and if you're with the Padres, is that the Dodgers did what the Dodgers can always do. Now, maybe it didn't going to work out. Like the Padres basically goaded them into signing Trevor Bauer. The Padres goaded them into, and goaded is the wrong word because they didn't do it on purpose. They would have loved Mookie Betts. But, oh, man, the Padres are going to get Mookie Betts? All right, we got Mookie Betts. The Padres are going to get Max Scherzer? Oh, well, we're going to get Max Scherzer and Trey Turner. The Dodgers are always going to be able to do that. I don't care what Peter Seidler does, except win the lottery. The super lottery. He's never going to keep up with Getty money.
Now, here's the only other side of that, and I'll play the side of, because I'm sure there are people out there that are thinking this just like I did when you said that, is what if you get Max Scherzer, you gave up those two guys, and you get Max Scherzer, and you do get to the World Series, then was it all worth it? And so the question becomes, because like, look, the Nationals now have completely torn apart, and the Cubs did the same thing. 5 years after winning the World Series, the Cubs are a joke. 2 years after winning the World Series, the Nationals have traded away their best players. I'm not going to say they're a joke, but they're bordering on that. But they have those titles. So obviously, if you're a Padre fan, what are you trading? But there's no guarantees, and so we'll see how it plays out. The Padres
At some point, you got to go for it.
Yeah, the Padres decided to do it this way. And we'll see how it works out. And if it doesn't work out for them, and it doesn't work out, let's say again next year, which is sort of that year where they've said, hey, everything's pointing toward next year. Now you can really say, hey, wait a minute, maybe you kind of messed up there. Maybe you should have gone for it in that year. It's always a question: do you go for everything at once, or do you try to build it and see what happens and hope you catch lightning over one of those years? I don't know the right answer. I know what a lot of people are going to say. You should always go for it when you have the chance, you know.
And maybe the Padres are. Just remember, there are 15 players on this team that were not there before December of 2019 when Daniel Hudson shows up. There's 14 today. Actually, sorry, there will be 16 because Jake Mrazek will take Jorge Mateo's spot and then Hudson will come in. So there will be 16 players by whenever Daniel Hudson is off the COVID IL.
Right.
16 of 26. It's not like they have just sat back and waited. And I do.
No, that's a good point. Yeah.
You know, I do think that basically, right, this is the first time in 2 years that AJ Preller disappointed you. This is the first time that all he did was go out and get the National League second leading hitter and one of its best relievers. He really sucked at the trade deadline. This is the first time that that's happened in a couple of years. Maybe there's a plan and maybe there's a benefit of the doubt. Again, hey. I am not discounting everything that we've talked about, Jay. The Max Scherzer point you just made, the idea that this is disappointing. Look, the Padres will admit to you, AJ Preller didn't do it on the record. He didn't do it off the record either, to be clear. But other people in the organization, they're disappointed they didn't get a starting pitcher. You know what? I think that it's possible the Dodgers are disappointed they didn't get Craig Kimbrel or something. We don't know.
And last year the Padres did get a starting pitcher at the deadline and, you know, look what happened. So there are no guarantees. There's certainly no guarantee the Dodgers or the Giants are going to win the wild card game against the Padres, assuming we all assume that's what's going to happen come the first week of October. But, you know, if the Padres win that game and they knock out one of those teams that sort of went, quote, all in with a couple guys today, then, you know, the Padres get the last laugh. But you're right. It's not like the Padres have sat back over the last 2 years and not done anything. And the one, a little bit of a concern we've talked about going forward is with Ryan Weathers, will he be around in September, October? How available will he be as a pitcher with an innings workload, building up over these next couple months? But maybe now with this strong 10-man bullpen, they can watch his innings a little bit.
It saves you two starts maybe. I don't know. But we don't know. Was he at 120? Was he at 140? But yeah, Look, there's also absolutely no way that the Padres can beat Max Scherzer.
Oh, that's right.
And by the way, the second time that they beat him was more impressive to me than the first. The first was a fluke.
Well, right.
But the second, when they battled back to score four runs against him in Washington, was, to me, hey, the guy is beatable. Look, I'm not saying the Dodgers didn't. The Dodgers did really well.
when they play Scherzer, though, in the wild card game, who are you taking out of the bullpen to bring it, or off the bench to bring Camarena back? So he's there to come off the bench.
Nothing
anyway,
against Daniel Camarena, but if Max Scherzer saw him again, that at bat is over in three pitches.
Exactly.
Okay. One of the great moments in Padres history. We don't ever have to give that memory back. No one will take it from Daniel Camarena. But if Max Scherzer faces him again, it's over in three pitches.
That's true. And as my friend David Fernandez did point out on the comments here, they also got Trey Turner, who is a really, really, really good player, and he plays every day.
And you get him another year, which you get Max Scherzer too, but you're also going to pay him $40 million. Yeah. So that's the one where if you back me into a corner, I'm going to say, man, I don't know. You're really hoping Luis Campusano and Mackenzie Gore get a lot better, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
That really would have helped you out. But that said, if we were talking about getting Trey Turner, where are you putting Trey Turner?
No, I'm not talking about Trey Turner. You could find a place for Trey Turner he could play the outfield. You could find a spot for him. But again, it's not really about Trey Turner. Turner will make the Dodgers a lot better. There's no doubt. But we'll see what happens. I don't blame anybody for being disappointed. I also don't blame anybody for thinking, hey, this is still a pretty good team, and we'll see what happens.
And the beauty of sports is you and I will get emails and tweets definitively saying both of those things from different people.
Right. And we'll see. The great thing is we've still got a couple months left in the season, starting tonight against the Rockies, and we will come back and talk on Monday about what we'll do it on Monday, even though the Padres don't play till Tuesday. But we'll talk Monday. We hope everybody has a good weekend. The season will still be going on Monday, so we'll come back and talk more on that day.
Thanks, everybody.